President Macron has arrived in the United States, gave a speech before Congress, and in the speech he basically disagreed with everything that Donald Trump had to say about the American First foreign policy. His main mission was to save the Iran nuclear deal. This he tried to do by coming up with a middle position. He said that there were the agreement that which was signed, the joint agreement, was one of four pillars. And then he went on to articulate the other pillars, and basically what he was talking about was more restrictions placed on Iran. This is a preposterous position. It is no position. The only reason that he's looking for a position is because Donald Trump has unilaterally decided to revoke what was a multilateral agreement. You can't unilaterally revoke a multilateral agreement. Macron is there to try and save the position of France, which is now basically as a vassal state of the United States in organizations like NATO, the European Union, and other trade agreements. This is not going to work. It's not going to work because Macron's position is in reality no position at all. If he had a real position, he wouldn't be going and trying to placate Donald Trump's irrational decision in the first place. What is probably going to happen now is that both sides, Trump and the Iranians, will reject his compromise. And if Trump goes ahead, he will bring about the breakup of NATO. I don't see any other possibility here. Angela Merkel is expected to arrive in Washington tomorrow, on Friday. She has already told Benjamin Netanyahu that if the United States and Israel go ahead with this revocation, or if Israel persuades the United States to revoke the agreement, this will create a situation in which Germany, France, England, China, and Russia will be on one side, and the United States and Israel totally isolated on the other. I think that's the consequences that they're all trying to face up to and trying to avoid.